Windsor Town Council has voted to phase out short-term rentals in all residential neighborhoods unless the property is owner-occupied. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports the decision comes as neighboring Santa Rosa is also limiting Airbnb and VRBO-type rentals.
Because Windsor sits amid wine country, it has increasingly become a popular spot for short-term rentals. And not unlike other communities across the Bay Area, a lot of people don't like that. Take Jeff Neong, whose neighbor, who doesn't even live on site, rents out short-term.
They have a bit large backyard, and there'll be college age or late 20s people out there, you know, playing beer pong and partying into the night.
And you can hear this?
Yeah.
Windsor officials say increasingly people, and companies even, are buying up homes strictly for the purpose of renting them out short-term. City planning official Patrick Streeter says after years of study, the town council set some ground rules this week.
All types of short-term rentals are allowed to operate in our commercial and mixed-use district. However, for the areas that are solely residential, you can only operate if you're what's considered a hosted short-term rental.
Or if you live at the property several months a year. The city of Santa Rosa this week strictly limited any new short-term rentals. Hillsborough already doesn't allow them at all, anytime, anywhere. In Windsor, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.